Hachette Audio presents The Boy on the Bridge. Written by M.R. Carey and read by Finty Williams. Part 1. In Country. Chapter 1. The bucks have all been passed and the arguments thrashed out until they don't even bleed anymore. Finally, after 100 false starts, the Rosalind Franklin begins her northward journey, from Beacon on the south coast of England, all the way to the wilds of the Scottish Highlands. There aren't many who think she'll make it that far, but they wave her off with bands and garlands all the same. They cheer the bare possibility. Rosie is an awesome thing to behold, a land leviathan, but she's not by any means the biggest thing that ever rolled. In the years before the breakdown, the most luxurious motorhomes, the Class A diesel pushers, were a good 16 or 17 metres long. Rosie is smaller than that. She has to be because her armour plating is extremely thick, and there's a limit to the weight her treads will carry. In order to accommodate a crew of 12, certain luxuries have had to be sacrificed. There's a single shower and a single latrine, with a rotor that's rigorously maintained. The only private space is in the bunks, which are tiered three high like a Tokyo coffin hotel. The going is slow, a pilgrimage through a world that turned its back on humankind the best part of a decade ago. Dr. Fournier, in an inspirational speech, likens the crew to the wise men in the Bible who followed a star. Nobody else in the crew finds the analogy plausible or appealing. There are 12 of them, for one thing, more like the apostles than the wise men.